We are just in this time in evolution where it is so important for all of us to remember who the fuck we are and to be in our power, to own our feminine power, to own our sensuality, to own ourselves, to live this life that is ours, to claim our stake, to be here. We have no other choice. This is the time. It is such a cool time to be alive because it is this reclamation of self time. Welcome to the Body Forward Podcast. I'm Kenzie Burke, your host. I am devoted to living a life that is full of transformation. Like a snake, shedding layers, coming back home to myself and remembering who I really am. I have found that the answers we are often looking for, the freedom we seek to feel, the creative energy we desire, the confidence we would like to embody, is not something outside of us, but within us. Our bodies are full of wisdom, remembrance, liberation, and it is here on this podcast where I share my personal journey and conversations with my mentors, friends, and others who are aspirational in living a life full of transformation. Welcome back to the podcast. Today is such an exciting day because it is the launch of the new Body Forward platform, this Kundalini activated practice, daily practice that has quite literally changed my life from the inside out. I'm sure if you listened to the first couple episodes of this season's podcast, you will see a complete shift in my energy, and that's because it has changed. I have done a really big 180, and yeah, it just feels so good. You know, when you move stuck trauma out of your body and stuck emotions and you allow yourself to feel, to really feel, you then have an opportunity to heal. And I have been so dedicated to wanting that healing and to wanting a different result in life. And what has really changed it is taking my power back and really tapping into the truth of who I am and tapping into the power that is within me and trusting myself, forgiving myself, allowing myself to be myself. And from there, it's just been transforming my life in this practice that has downloaded into me. I mean, it's really been in there, right? But it's just, I just haven't trusted my voice or allowed myself to be in all of me and to be in all of my power. And quite frankly, I think I've been a little afraid of my power, just a little bit. Because when I'm in the energy of my power, it is so strong. And you know, as children, and we can be told like we're too much. And something I wanted to touch on in this episode is truth and being in our truth. And this practice that's been really coming through me that is now available to you to do every day to try. It helps you be in your truth, right? Because you're tapping into your body each and every day. You're opening up and activating your life force. You are activating your voice. You are claiming your energy within yourself. And, you know, we do that by singing, by yelling, by dancing, by crying, by letting out our emotions, right? And being all of us in our full expression. And in this practice that I've been doing every day, there's a lot of Kundalini, which really activates your life force and your breath. And there's a lot of invitations to exhale and to use your voice and to moan and to dance and to jump and to shake and to move anything that's stagnant out of our bodies, right? Which is really activating all of us. And from there, you know, when we move all of this stuck energy that can be inside, we're then left with this deep remembrance of who we are, and we're left with being in our truth. And there's so much that I want to say and to share about my truth, to be in my integrity as a stewardess of this method and as a stewardess of someone who is sharing this work and inviting you to step into your truth. And, you know, something that I haven't fully touched on publicly, but that I realized as I've been really releasing this practice from my body and stepping forth with it in a public way and showing myself teaching and showing myself breathing and moaning and dancing and activating my body, like really allowing myself to be seen. What came up as I was in the launch of this is part of my truth, which is ever since I stepped in the public eye, I've had this pool of people who have really torn me down, and they talk about me all the time on the internet. And it didn't matter if I was active on the internet, if I'm not active on the internet, doesn't matter what I do. It's like my existence bothers this group of people, from my face to how I express myself to how I parent my puppy to literally anything. Like anything that I do is talked about. And I didn't realize how much that was actually holding me back until I really started to claim and harness this energy and say, I am stepping forth and I am doing this because I am passionate about it and I want this life and I want this stability and I want to help humanity and I want to be in my fullest expression, because if I'm in my fullest expression, then I'm living my life. I'm not suppressed, I'm not small. And that's also my message for you and for each and every person. It's like, yes, I've struggled with depression. Yes, I may have been, you know, Eeyore online and been like, I'm in a dark place all the time. And because I have been, that's the truth, right? And I'm now really owning that. It's like, yes, it's been hard. Yes, have I made mistakes? Absolutely. Was I doing the best I could at each given moment? Yes, with what I had. Yes, I was. And I want to change my story, and I have been. And this whole reclamation of changing my story and changing my path and changing this truth has really had me face to face with, I have to own all of me and show up in my fullest expression. And that's why this practice has really come to me, because it's bold, it's powerful, it's efficient. It's 20 to 30 minutes each and every day. We are doing it. We're moving energy. We're allowing ourselves to feel, and we're showing up each day. I am showing up each day right now. I'm waking up early in the morning, showing up, doing this practice, even if I don't want to, even if I'm tired, even if things are coming up, I'm allowing whatever is coming up out of my body. And then I'm saying, I am here. I'm here. I'm going to share this. I'm going to build my life. I'm going to trust myself and all of this. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm sharing. And this is who I'm being now. And in the birth of this, I had a moment where I was faced with this criticism. And instead of getting wrapped up in it, I really allowed myself to look at it this time, and to see how much that was actually affecting me all these years, and how many times I would want to really step forward, and how that was kind of in the back of my head, this like fear of being judged and this fear of being talked about, and almost feeling like I always need to protect myself, because like when I see those things about me, a lot of it's not true. And so I get into this like, but I don't have plastic surgery. Like I don't do this, you know, and it creates this like contraction in my body, right? And from contraction, that's where we close. That's where life can't move through us when we are in a contracted state. And so awakening my Kundalini energy and empowering myself to use my voice and to flourish into all that I am, it's an expansion energy and it's not a contraction energy. And so I've had to really come face to face with that and also look at the facts and how, you know, in life, there's always going to be people who talk about us, always. And something that I learned with my deep, great spiritual teacher, he was like, people who spend time talking about other people in that way and tearing people down, they are not in their true nature. And when you are in your true nature, it doesn't matter what those people say, because you know that you're in your true nature. And that really stuck out to me, and that really gave me an opportunity this time to not let that take me down, but instead to really step into my true nature as much as I can, coming into it and understanding with so much compassion and so much love for people who are hurting and for people who aren't connected to their true nature. And in turn, it's just made me feel so much stronger about my work in this world, my work in delivering things, this practice in particular, that enables each and every one of us to access our true nature. Because what we can do from our true nature is unstoppable. It is full of certainty. With certainty, we can have, we can create, we can do whatever we want when we are certain, when we are connected to our truth. And there's so much of my path where maybe I wasn't fully connected to my truth. And I can say that with certainty. Certain relationships that I was in relationship with, certain things I was entertaining. Maybe I wasn't fully embodying my own truth. Maybe I was lost. Maybe I was sad. Maybe I was disconnected from what I know is available to me. And that's okay. Because I found a lot of compassion for that person. I found a lot of compassion for that girl. And I also came into this place of my life where no more playing small, no more allowing other people to tell me who I am, no more projections, no more wearing other people's projections on my sleeve. And that's why every day I get into this practice and I shake it off. I move it out of my body. I allow myself to feel. I allow myself to be my child self and be rageful that people are hurting me and yell it and scream it out of my body and shake it off. And then at the end, I'm able to connect with my true self with certainty and pray to the creator, create an intention for who I want to be, who I'm going to be this day, how I'm going to show up. And this is everything that I put in this practice, which is now out. There is going to be weekly classes, live stream classes. It's to music. It is literally coming up and out of my body. And I cannot say how vital and invigorating it is to find your purpose. All of the things that would really affect me and make me feel nervous and make me feel scared have been diminishing because I've found my purpose. And I really want to empower each and every one of us to really find our purpose and to find our truth and to find this deep love for who we are. Because when we are in our truth, nothing else matters. You can feel your embodiment. You can feel your deep knowing. You can feel that you know, you love yourself. You've got yourself. You can create the life that you want. Doesn't matter what someone says about you. It doesn't matter what they think. I have been showing up on social media, expressing. I've been showing this practice on social media, you know, and sometimes in my practices, which you can go try it now, you'll see I get really primal. And I'm like, all right, we're going to imagine right now that we are an animal and we are going to attack our prey and we're going to not let this other animal that's coming out of the bushes that wants to go attack our prey to get it before us. We don't stand for that shit. Let it out of your body. You know, ah! And I move us through this practice. I've been sharing that on social media. And, you know, I would have never done that 6 months ago because I would be like, what are the naysayers going to say? And what are people going to think about me? But we are just in this time in evolution where it is so important for all of us to remember who the fuck we are and to be in our power, to own our feminine power, to own our sensuality, to own ourselves, to live this life that is ours, to claim our stake, to be here. We have no other choice. This is the time. It is such a cool time to be alive because it is this reclamation of self time. And this practice, you know, it's here. It's here. And everything always works out in perfect timing for all of those months and even years that I felt lost. And what is my purpose? And I know the power's in me and I feel it. And where is it? And how can I express it? And how can I share it? And how can I be it? And then all of a sudden, it's like it came into me and I trusted. I trusted my voice. I trusted my body. I trusted how it wanted to come through me. I trusted that I can put a damn good playlist together. It's so funny because whenever I'd get in a car with people like years ago and they'd be like, you can play music, I would get self-conscious. Is really interesting because I'd feel like I don't have good music. And now I'm creating these playlists that are just so fire and these flows are going with them. And so again, it's like all these stories that we create around ourselves and our personal persona that just aren't true. And all of these years that I spent wondering what the fuck am I going to do and what is my purpose and I know da 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 da, it just dropped in at the time when I was ready and when the world is ready. And there's so much power in that, right? Because that just shows us that we can trust. We can trust the creator. We can trust ourselves. We can trust the timing. I went in for the past 9, 10, 15 years, I don't even know, and cleaned the inside. Just cleaning it, trying to understand what is the meaning of life? Why do I feel this way? Why did this happen when I was born? Blah, 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 blah. Cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. Harnessing and getting all these tools to clean the inside, clean the inside. And then it's like, whoop, all of a sudden, I'm done cleaning in that way. I'm done hiding away in my room, cleaning out the insides. There is a life to be lived. There is a life to express. There is a way to take all of this work that I have done for my lineage, for myself, for the people around me, and to share it with the world. Am I going to let 20 people who obsessively talk about me on the internet stop me from doing that? No. And I share this story because this is a part of my truth. And as I share this method and this modality with you and with the world, I'm really encouraging all of us to do this daily practice, to be in our truth. And if I'm not fully sharing my truth, then who am I, right? And so this has been a fear of mine, and I'm sharing it with you. I'm sharing it with you because it's so important. We're all in our fullest expression. And this practice will help you get into your fullest expression so that you can go out there and express yourself in whatever way that you want to. I was reading this book called Be Obsessed or Be Average by Grant Cardone, and he talks about how he would tweet every 3 minutes. And some people would be like, why are you tweeting so much? That's so, you know, that's too much. You're on the internet too much. He's like, There's billions and billions of people in this world. Why can I not tweet? I'm one person out of this many people. Why can I not tweet this many times? There's so many people to see all these tweets. And, you know, I have conversations with friends and with people who are afraid to show up fully. And we're in this time, this age of Aquarius, where the weirder we are, the better, right? Because we all have this like inner weirdness. We have this inner animal that just is ready to be alive and to be out there and to get into the world. And it's time we let ourselves. It's really time we let ourselves, including myself. So I wanted to share just a little bit of that with you. And yeah, I'm just so excited that this method is here and that you can now try it. There's a free 7-day trial. If you are on the fence and you're not sure if it's for you, you can go and you can try it. The link is in the show notes. It's bodyforward.com. Give it a try. 7 days free. I really encourage you to practice it daily, at least for 7 days, and just see what starts to shift in your life. See what starts to activate in your body, what starts to be released, and how you start to come online and how you start to push through things that have hurt. And when you push through your own resistance, when you push through your own pain, when you push through your own limitations, you really show yourself how wildly capable you are and how vast your capacity is. It is just so phenomenal when we can show ourselves that. It really, truly is. It is unbelievably life-changing to constantly expand our capacity. And that's something I work with quite a bit right now, is expanding my capacity. Like if I want to make X amount of money a month, well, that is that requires a capacity that's X large, right? And so how can I be with certain parts of myself and expand my capacity, right? So like feeling my pain or feeling my rage and letting it out of my body, and how much can I let it out? How much can I hold? And how can I show myself that I can expand that? And the same goes for love, for orgasm, for sex, for intimacy, right? It's like the more we can strengthen and expand our capacity, the more we can hold in life. And this practice will really help you expand your capacity to widen what you can hold, to broaden your strength. And oh, yeah, wow, I just went on one there. I actually wanted to do a couple of Q&As. I got some questions on Instagram that I asked on my story. I wanted to answer some of them in this episode. So let's do that right now. Let me find my little question box. Okay. Let's see. Someone asked, what is your human design? My human design is I'm a manifesting generator. I'm a 3-5, the great life experimenter. So if you've been around these parts, you will know that I will move there. I'll start this business. I'll do this. I'll fuck around and find out. That is my motto. I fuck around and I find out. And I'm a true manifesting generator. If you don't know what human design is, I highly recommend you go to myhumandesign.com and find out. It's so amazing to learn about your human design. It's such a powerful tool and modality to learn more about yourself. You can even learn about what your digestive, how you best digest food, where it is you best, like your best environments, where it is that you may feel the most aligned in living in. Wow. Where the place is that you may find best to live in for you based on your environment and so much more. It really taught me so much about myself, and I dove into it in the beginning of my spiritual awakening. I have an episode actually on this podcast from years and years ago with Jenna Zoe, who is kind of the leader in human design for this day and age. And someone asked me how to stop being envy about the people's easy journey around me. And I so get this. And I consciously have to work on this all of the time. And I think I've made some great headway with this as of late, because it's not easy. And I really found myself resisting and resenting people who had kind of a normal life, you know, like the partner and the family and the great holidays and all these normal things. I found myself really like pushing those things and people away because I was just like, why is that so easy for you? And why is it so hard for me? And something that's really helped me, especially through this practice that I've been birthing to this world, is just understanding that we all choose our life path before we even come here. So I did this Kabbalah 1 course, and I highly recommend you do it, Kabbalah 1 course. I'll have them link this in the show notes, the Kabbalah 1 course. And really talks about how we come to this earth and we come to this world with everything that's going to happen to us already predestined. And it is our job to transmute the cards we've been dealt in this lifetime. And by doing so, and by doing that, we become who we are going to become. And if we don't transmute our own karma and our dharma in this lifetime, then it's going to come back to us in another lifetime. And oftentimes the things that we have to move through become our greatest gifts in life. And I share that because like I said, I've felt like my life has been so hard and I really didn't understand. And now that I'm seeing how it's really such a deep part of my gifts for this world and what I'm able to create and embody and use, you know, like I've gained such a sense of power through having such a hard path and feeling like my path was so hard and not understanding why other people had it easy and being kind of lost in the why not me. But then understanding that this is the path my soul chose. I chose my parents. I chose these situations. I chose these patterns. I chose all of this so that I can learn in this lifetime how to overcome it and how to transmute it, how to get on top of it, and how to be me, and then how I can share that with the world. And when you can turn your pain into power, it really gives you a whole different lens. And I wouldn't change my path, even though it's been hard, because I'm also excited for who I get to become now, because I've taken it with the bull by the horns, and I've said, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to transmute this. I am going to step into my power. I'm going to step into my voice. I'm going to harness all of these things that have been so hard and use these modalities that I've had to use to move through them and harness it. I'm going to beam love at myself and at my family members, and honor myself for doing this work of our lineage, you know, and love myself for that versus being like, fuck everyone in my family. Why did I have to do this? You know, it's like I'm creating a new path forward for my children. And it's pretty epic, you know? And so when you can start looking at your pain as your power, and you can really stop looking at what other people next to you have or don't have, right? And just look inward and really see, how is this serving me? And how can I transmute this? And how can I get on top of this in this lifetime? It almost lights a fire under your ass to fully transmute it and to fully change it and to be the change that you wish to see. And from that, you can cultivate this deep sense of self-love for yourself. And you know, I think self-love is everything. And when you look at other people, like sometimes when I look at people that I would compare myself to, I'm like, well, you know, I've had this opportunity to deeply know myself. I'm creating this strong foundation that has so much self-trust and self-love, right? That not much can take me down. Really. Not much can knock me off my feet, because I've cultivated this strength within myself. And I look at people who have maybe had an easier path, and again, not to compare, but just to notice the roots that I have within myself are so deep, and the knowing that I have is so strong, and it continues to as I've been on this path. And so, you know, that's a blessing. And then from there, it's like, how can we create what we want now? And that's really something that I have come into in the past 3 months. It's like, okay, I've acknowledged that it's been hard. I acknowledge that I am not stoked about that. I acknowledge it. And how can I now create what I want? I've cleaned out the insides. I will continue to clean out the inside, but now I'm going to get into creator mode. Every morning I wake up. And before I go to bed, I have a journal by my bed and in the morning, and I write who I'm going to be. This is a new practice, and I am doing it every single day. My method changes the lives of millions of people. I am the mother to 4 beautiful children. I am in relationship with a masculine, devoted, embodied, successful man who looks at me as though I'm his universe. Right? I write these things as though they are mine. I have multiple homes. I travel often. I do this every day. Because now I'm going to create what I want. And so the more energy that we spend looking at what other people have, and then, you know, looking at us, I don't have that, I don't have that, that is energy wasted on what we could do to create our future and to create who we want to be. So it's knowing that you are here for a reason, that your deck of cards is going to be your greatest power. How can you harness that? How can you change it? And how can you get on top of your life? Move your damn energy forward. That's what I got to say to that. I'm looking at the questions. I'm going to have to do a part 2 of this Q&A. So I'm going to answer 1 or 2 more. One says, how do you stick to a routine And how I stick to routine is just overcoming myself and my resistance, and that's just what we have to do. That's just what we have to do. It's like our mind is going to tell us, I don't want to go do my practice. I don't want to work out. I don't want to move my body. I don't want to journal. I don't want to wake up early. I want to snooze my alarm. And it's just about saying, no, I'm not listening. That's literally how you create a routine or stick to a routine, actually. It's like, no, I'm not listening. And, you know, you wake up and you do the things that you want to do. You wake up earlier if you need to do them. And then as you get that routine down, you leave room to shift and to change, because what's going to happen is you're going to up level. You're going to expand, and then it's going to require you to adjust your routine even more. And it just takes being disciplined and not listening to your mind and pushing yourself. I'm really all about being in the soft, divine, feminine energy. That's something that I've been really embodying and working on and leaning into. And I find that cultivating that masculine energy, which is the guardrails for the feminine to be the feminine, is so important. So being that masculine energy of discipline and dominance over your mind creates the guardrails for then your feminine to flow, right? So if you want change in your life, you got to change your routine. You got to stick to a routine. You got to be disciplined. And then when you have that, it enables this flowy feminine to be proud and to be soft and to play, right? Because without that discipline, like, how do we make money? Without that discipline, how do we create the things that we want to create? Because if we don't change our habits and our energy, we're not going to change our life. And then from that space, once we've shifted and changed, we can allow this feminine to play, right? We make money so that she can be soft and she can play. And so I've been really using this example of the masculine guardrails so my feminine can flow and play as my new compass for how to stick to a routine and just how to be disciplined and how to create change in my life. So it really takes getting disciplined and sticking with that. And someone asked, will I ever dabble into personal relationships on the podcast? And yes, I will. I absolutely will. I'm not going to in this episode. I'm going to wrap this episode up, but yes, I will. And I will in the ways that it feels right and when it feels right. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say. I absolutely will. And I feel like, you know, a lot of that's been starting to really open up with me really sharing myself. And then from there, I can share more about my relationships and my journey and the people that are in it, if that feels right to the people that are in it. And that's something I want to say too, is that not everything is up for grabs and out for the public if other people don't want to. So if I don't speak about something or someone, it is because I'm protecting their privacy. And so, yeah, but you know, just so you know, almost every guest I have on here is a friend of mine, and I'm assuming that this question is asking more like romantic relationships, and maybe that's just my assumption, but that's what I'm assuming. And as far as romantic relationships go, yes, I will share if and when the other party is comfortable with that and when I'm ready to share about that part of my life, but it's all happening. And life is changing rapidly. And yeah, that's what I have to say about that. So I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to do another episode with just a full Q&A. I really wanted to just announce the launch of this meditation movement practice. Give it a try. Bodyforward.com, free 7-day trial. And I also wanted to just share and say that if you leave for this week only, I'm going to look at the dates. So this episode releases on the 5th. I'm going to pick the 3 winners on March 12th. If you leave this podcast a 5-star rating and a review, and you send me a screenshot of your review, info@bodyforward.com, I'm going to pick 3 winners to receive a year-long membership to the Body Forward subscription platform. So leave this podcast a rating and review. It truly means so much to me. It just helps this show grow and flourish. And yeah, I really appreciate your support. So leave a review. Send me a screenshot of your review to info@bodyforward.com. I'm going to pick 3 winners on March 12th. I will email you if you have won, and you will receive a year-long membership to the Body Forward Method. And I hope that you are practicing with me daily. These flows are from 10 minutes long to 30 minutes long. If you are interested in Kundalini and awakening your Kundalini power, these practices are for you. They're like the modern day Kundalini practice with music. It's got some Pilates, yoga movement, a lot of breath, a lot of shifting our energy so that we can be in our full power, our full truth, and we can own our lives. I cannot recommend, speaking of routines, habits, rituals, doing this practice once a day. I promise you, you will see outstanding changes in your life. I will see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you gave it a rating and review. For my method, you can go to bodyforward.com. This is a Kundalini activated daily practice that will quite literally transform your life from the inside out. It awakens any energy that is available to us in our bodies that is waiting to be activated and to come alive, helps us remove density from the body, and most importantly, create our lives and our path forward. This method has truly transformed my life, and I'm so grateful that I get to share it with you every single week and be a part of your daily practice. I share new classes weekly, live stream classes. It's a powerful practice set to music. We do movement, we do breath, we do a lot of Kundalini activation, and I can't say enough good, amazing things about this practice. And it's not just me who feels this way. The reviews and testimonials from all of you just sharing how it's helped you move your life forward has been so phenomenal. And I'm just so endlessly grateful. So you can go to bodyforward.com, sign up for the membership. We offer a free 7-day trial, so you can come give it a try. I can't wait to see you there. For all things Kenzie Burke, you can go to @KenzieBurke on Instagram, and I will see you on the next episode.